Our gospel story begins today on the first day of the week, bringing to us images of the book of Genesis in the beginning, bringing to us images of the prologue of John's gospel. In the beginning was the Word. Behold, I make all things new, we hear from the book of Revelation. I am the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the one who lives. I was dead, and see, I am alive forever. John's Gospel and John's Revelation calls us to open our eyes and see new life, fullness, to breathe in the spirit of the new creation. The crucified and living Christ is fashioning a new creation with his pierced and wounded hands. For centuries, the people of Israel had been crying out with the psalmist, Psalm 104, "When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth." It is the risen Christ who roots us in this ancient cry, this ancient story and longing, taking us all the way back to the beginning of the book of Genesis, when God fashioned and molded and breathed into the nostrils of Adam, the first human made of the clay of the earth. But we do not live in the past. Today is a new day. Today is the day of salvation. We now are a new creation in Christ. Adam and Eve are not individuals anymore. Behold, I make all things new. Adam is now a community of women and men who form one body in Christ, born from the blood and the water which flowed forth from the womb of Christ crucified. From our gospel today, John chapter 20, when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Adam is no longer an I, but a we. We are once again in the garden, inhaling the breath of our God in the beginning, on the first day. Jesus touches us, and we reach out our hands and touch him. New birth is not without its birth pangs. It's not without its blood and pain and cries. But now the risen Savior breathes the divine spirit breath into our collective heart, into our communal body, deadened once by fear and dashed hopes. We now breathe as a people of God, a community of faith. We now rise from the dead with Christ. The words on our lips are an echo of the one word which God spoke in the beginning. Resurrection is new birth. Resurrection is about the body of Christ being transformed into a community. Jesus of Nazareth no longer breathes. We breathe. We live. We are now his breath. We are sent now as his disciples. We are now called to be his word of reconciliation and peace announcing the dawning of a new world of just relationship with one another and with our crucified earth. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Jesus is the Messiah sent by God. Now it is our mission. We are now sent as the community anointed by the Messiah, filled with the breath of the risen Christ. Why look among the dead for the one who is risen? Why look for the one who is not here anymore? We have to let go of the sweet Jesus and accept a new challenge to be the Christed community, christened by the water and the blood, born as a new creation. Touch my body, Thomas, says Jesus a week later. Drink my blood. Become the body of Christ. Blessed are those who have not seen, yet who still believe. The temptation is to hang on to the past, to hang on to sweet Jesus. But Jesus tells Mary Magdalene to let go, to be free. Leave your water jug behind, my beloved, and be the body of Christ. Be the Word of God, the new Adam and the new Eve. Poet David White calls us to this groundedness in the present moment with his poem, The Opening of Eyes. That day I saw beneath dark clouds the passing light over the water, and I heard the voice of the world speak out. I knew then, as I had before, life is no passing memory of what has been, nor the remaining pages in a great book waiting to be read. It is the opening of eyes long closed. It is the vision of far-off things seen for the silence they hold. It is the heart, after years of secret conversing, speaking out loud in the clean air. It is Moses in the desert, fallen to his knees before the lit bush. It is the man throwing away his shoes as if to enter heaven, and finding himself astonished, opened at last, fallen in love with solid ground. This is the day of salvation. Our feet are on solid ground today. Life is no passing memory of what has been. Life is not the remaining pages in a great book waiting to be read. Life is to open our eyes now, filled with the breath of the risen Christ, and to speak out loud in clean air, to announce the new dawn of the new day in the beginning. This new creation is now. The mission of Christ is today. We breathe the divine breath in this present moment. We refuse to let fear and stagnation paralyze us. Our breath is a protest against death, against war, and against hatred. We breathe life into the unborn, and we breathe life into those condemned to die, into those suffering torture, and those who teach our children to love creation. We breathe with the rainforest who faces execution by those drunk with greed. Today is the day of salvation. Peace be with you, Jesus said. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit.